Hi, how are you? Good. Good. Nice to see you. A lot of shining faces. Okay, we'll turn down the heat. In the news, an aircraft carrier has been sent off the coast of Iran as a warning that the president could fly in and declare victory at any time. The U.S. is demanding Iran disassemble their looms and remove their shuttlecocks for international inspection. And no haggling. Some observers see this as a run-up to war, but we're pretty much out of soldiers now. Just customs, merchant marine, TSA, civil air patrol, protection and security here at the university, and the Salvation Army are left. So it's so bad the recruiters are shipping out. That's how bad it is, ladies and gentlemen. And there's three in every mall. That's a fairly large force.
Right.
Reviews of the President's State of the Union run towards the cow flop in the pail, or the state of the ruminant. Page two. You'll laugh about that on the way home. But don't feel you have to leave yet. George W. Dangerfield gets no respect. And he's got to stop fiddling with his tie and sweating, I think, during these things. The speech was interrupted by guffaws 27 times. Congress rose to its feet 20 times, but that was just to shake it out, you know. It followed American Idol. I may have been the problem. Simon and Paula stayed on. Simon said it was rubbish. Possibly the worst thing he's ever heard. Made some crack about a Bush baby. Paula slurred a few non sequiturs. He slurs, she slurs. I think it's a good combination. An enfeebled president spent the first 15 minutes looking for his glasses, which were on top of his head. Couldn't remember the name for when you accomplish a military objective resulting in the capitulation of the enemy. Oh, yeah, victory. Did not mention Katrina, although Surge was the perfect lead-in. The gist of it, we're still not getting health insurance. Iraq only came up under old business. The president stressed domestic success, gas below $2. Star Jones off The View. Two African-American head coaches at Super Bowl. His proposed healthcare shopping network. They stopped tapping phones except for quality control. Progress towards converting methadrine into ethanol. That's encouraging. President Bush, of course, prepared for the speech by trying to imagine all the members of Congress in their underwear. That works. That's how I'm seeing you right now. Whoa. Who would have thought, really, you'd be wearing those? Facing a viper pit of presidential hopefuls, it was the snakes of the Union, ladies and gentlemen. And he gets bit, no one sucks it out, let's face it. Not a good situation. See, earlier joke.
Right.
Yes. Middle school, probably. The president made it clear he is the wrong guy to ask for directions. You know, he's probably a pretty nice guy, but you don't ask him for directions. Made some small concessions to the new Democratic majority, though, willing to leave some children behind. And I think we know the ones we'd like to see. And dropped the 9-month abortion waiting period. In other news, Hillary is running for first man. She will not be accepting public funding. Rather, will bill the Rose Law Firm for any expenses she has. Obama is in. He has to establish his identity with the public and that he was not Rudy's first boyfriend on Cosby. Kerry is out. He thought at this point he'd just be playing catch-up. So the Swift Boat dude just have to knock back another one down there at the VFW bar and hope for next time. The judge in the Scooter Libby trial can't remember if he allowed testimony on the failures of human memory. They're going for the senior moments defense there in the Libby trial. Sometimes you can't recall if you've outed a CIA operative or whether she said to get romaine or red lettuce. You know, it's very confusing. Venezuela's Chavez tells us to go to hell, but at least doesn't chant Muqtada. That's actually a good joke. I'm going to try that one again.
Save that one for another.
Yeah, time. I'm going to try it later in the show, yeah. I think. Aren't you listening to All Things Considered? What's the matter with you people? General Petraeus, approved as commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, despite reservations about his name. And the fact that you said the situation was dire but not hopeless. Now, when do you, when is dire not hopeless? When do you come back from dire? I mean, it's very rare you come back from dire, I think. China shoots satellite out of space. Half an hour later, they want to shoot down another one. They wouldn't admit it. They blamed it on Mongolia. You know, I mean, the Mongolian space program is not good.
Right.
Yeah. China is also going to a new one-on-one child policy, one to keep and one for export. That's the latest. Whoa, what?
China.
Jimmy Carter gets bris at Brandeis. FDA approves placebo birth control pills. Still only one birth control for men, of course. That's marriage, as we know. Castro dead, but up and about. Viva el muerto, as we call him. Eh? Vice President Cheney says Iraq is not so bad, and in fact, kind of a hoot. Mammogram rates sagging. Spot that controls smoking found turns out to be the mouth. Sometimes it's as plain as a nose on your face, and you can't see it. After many delays, Microsoft finally releases disappointing Schmista. Vista, Schmista. Yeah, it turned out to be Schmista. Do I have to explain these to you? I mean, we can go back and explain all this, but we'll be here all day. And it's, I don't know. Just give me the benefit of the doubt, you know. Ford, losing $1,900 a car, decides to make fewer cars. And the guy who does Girls Gone Wild, sentenced to 200 hours community service in Fort Lauderdale, Cancun, Bourbon Street, South Padre Island, and Vegas. That's all the news it is, and thank you so much. South Padre.